Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loeda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loeda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loeda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loeda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
With me again is Dolores Thomas, one of the chaplains of the Cross in Kerrville, and also Susan Casey, who is also a chaplain at the Cross in Kerrville. Ladies, welcome. Good to see you both.
Thank you so much.
Great to be here.
Well, Susan, you were telling me that Dolores has a really exceptional ability to pray, right?
Oh my God.
Talk about that a little bit. Where are some of the experiences that you've had when she's been praying? Is your skin crawling or your hair standing
Not
on
crawling.
Your
huh? So I have to tell you, this is how it all came about. We were on a prayer call on every morning. We meet from 7:30 to 8 on a prayer call. And this was back in February 2016. And there was, we were just like five or six people that, and it grew up to about 20 people. And one woman was struggling, just trying to understand the Bible and trying to change some things in her life. And she made the innocent request. She said, "Dolores, would you pray?" So we're all on the phone on this prayer call, and Dolores begins to pray. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my God, that is amazing. And it happened
again. That's
when
you realize she had a talent.
The fire of God falls when she begins to pray, but my heart like exploded with joy. I was like, oh, I want more of that. And so it happened the next day and then the next day. And then I began to call her the closer, because you want Dolores to close our time in prayer. And now she's known as the closer by many, many people. They're like, oh, put the cherry on top, Dolores, because this is amazing, but come on, bring the fire. And so that is the gift that Dolores gives away. And what's amazing was the church didn't recognize it. The people that had been around her and had known her for all this long, it was this group of people that had never experienced this before. And there were Catholics on this call. There were people that had left the church. There were people in all the denominations. And it has nothing to do with that. It has everything. And we coined it's like, there are no walls with your gift, Dolores. It is just Jesus. Just bring Jesus and bring the fire. And that's what she does.
I would think, Dolores, when you're at the cross and you start that praying, it's like prayer souped up. Because if you get that excited on your own, I can imagine what it's like when you're at the cross and you got that energy.
Well, you know, I'm never on my own, so it's always God.
Right.
So yes, you're right. It is. I found myself even at the cross running when I don't run, jumping and I don't jump. And it's
doing all
just
these
amazing.
Crazy things you normally don't do. But
yeah,
you're doing.
Yeah, with the leg problems. We don't do that.
But see, if everybody else is doing it too, nobody cares, right?
Yeah, but I don't think everybody's doing it at first, and it's like they join in.
All right. Well, let's. I want to do this in the very beginning because I was telling Susan and I were discussing this, having you pray for us. Normally we put a prayer at the end, but I don't want to limit you. So we've got some time here. So why don't you pray for us now and we'll go to the Lord in prayer.
Okay. Oh, gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just thank you, Lord, that you give us an opportunity just to get on this radio line, to call out on you, to let everyone know that you are Lord and Lord and you are King of Kings. Jesus, we thank you for who you are and what you are for us. We thank you that you led us to be a child of the King, that we are a seed of Abraham. God, we thank you that you are calling us together and you are uniting us. God, as your word go out and set forth through these lines, God, that we ask that you fill the house, that your presence in and seed, God, that you anoint and glorify everyone that's on this call. God, I ask that there are prayer requests that are being out, God, healings that need to be done. You are a Jehovah, a Jireh. You see and you provide. So God, we ask that you come in and touch, God, that you give them your peace, your love, your grace, your mercy, that you abide in them, God, as they abide in you, God, as their ears are open, God. We pray that they hear you louder than any voice in their presence, God, that they can't hear anything but you, your sweetness, God. We ask that you touch their eyes, God, that their eyes are open up and they see you and see the oneness of your work. God, we ask that your hand is stirring them up and moving and motivating them so that now that they can stand up and see your presence. God, I ask that you give them the boldness and the courageousness to stand up as you told Joshua to be bold and courageous, that you are giving him another thing to step to go on, just like you were there with Moses. You are there with him. So God, I ask you to be with them as well, God. You let them know that you have your arms wide open, that you're waiting for them, that you're calling them in. God, I thank you that you are a God who loves and cares for your children. You said, you look at us and you say, hey, come, my child, there's the door. Here's the door. All you have to do is open it up and call into it. And you said, knock and seek you. So you tell us, God, in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all its righteousness. And God, that you will open up and make ways. So we ask that you do that in a way, God. We know that you are the great physician. So we ask that you heal from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet, God. There's this thing called cancer that think it has a hold on some of your children, God. But we know that you are a doctor in a sick room. So we're asking that you touch and that you dissipate that cancer, God. That you do as you did Jesus as you walked through the earth. You told us that you would leave us with more powers and that you went around healing the sick, God. That you healed the blind and gave them sight. You even called Lazarus from the dead. And as Lazarus, you told him to come forth. So God, we tell it now that those dead things in us, that they come forth and rise up because we choose life. We choose your word. You gave us a choice. We choose the life that you have for us. So we're asking you to stand up and move in us, God, to stir us up and turn us around so that we can be more like you, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, my God, my Redeemer. God, I pray that you call, you touch us in a way that's worthy of you, God, that even now the sick feel your warmth, God. They feel your comfort. Those who are moaning and celebrating lives of others, God, I ask that you touch them, that they know it's your presence that's on them, that you guide and lead them in a way that they know that your touch is with them. Give them that comfort they need. Give them that peace that passes all understanding. That only you, God, can give. So, God, I thank you for what you're doing and how you're doing and how you're touching your people, God. I pray for this nation, God, as we go around, God, that you touch, that your word expels out, God, that it heals heart, mind, soul, and spirit, God. Even you, we ask that you touch our leaders, God, in a way that even the people that are around them are telling them that they need to serve the people like you do, God, that they have your heart and your heart to love, your heart to give grace and mercy. God, that they learn what those are and that they go out and work with the people, God. God, I thank you that you're giving those positions and that they can use those opportunities to serve in a way that's worthy of the call that you put on our lives, God. God, we thank you that you called us into a better place. flakes. You tell us that our latter days would be better than our first. So God, we're stepping out on those latter days and we're giving you the praise and giving you glory to see where you have brought us from. God, you brought us from a mighty long way. We give you the praise. We honor you. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah. Oh my God. Jesus.
Susan, you were right.
Yeah.
If that's not an experience, if there's anybody out there that's sitting half asleep,
they won't anymore.
Woo! What a deal. All right, Dolores, you did great, man. I tell you what, if there was anything that was sleeping me, you woke it up.
It's a gift she gives away. It's amazing.
Oh my God. Now, let me ask you this, Dolores. When did you discover that you could pray like this?
I knew I could pray. It was my home prayer life, but to do it in public,
it took a while.
The middle of actually, once we started praying
on the prayer
just
call.
In the prayer call, it just started. It started.
It just kind of takes over and channels.
And I was, I had to ask God, what is this? What are
so
you doing?
So it's coming
here?
In. You're hearing it at the same time that everybody else is.
Yeah,
that's what I felt. It's just like your conscious mind stands out of the way and God just comes through.
He does. And it's like, okay, what are you
doing? Plus, you're saying the exact right thing to the right people.
Yeah.
You don't know it, but the people are hearing this and it's touching their lives.
Yeah.
Boom. You feel that, Susan?
Absolutely. And what's amazing on this prayer call is there are people who are in their 80s on the call. There are people that are in their 20s on the call and everywhere in between, different backgrounds, ages, stages, the whole thing. And what happens specifically when Dolores prays is Jesus says, draw all men to me, right? And that's what she does. It's like, it wakes your heart up and you're like, whoa, what's that? I don't know what that is, but I want that. That's what happened to me. But that's what happens to the hearts that can receive the gift that she's giving away. And it is stunning is the word I use, stunning. It's stunning how God uses Dolores because people, like at the garden, people will come up to her and they don't know her. They don't know anything about her, but they're drawn to her.
Right. There's a certain energy there.
Absolutely. They're drawn to her. And I've always told her, like, you're a safe place for people. And I've watched children crawl in her lap and she puts them like a mom would nurture their own child. She will put them in that position and just begin to rock them and talk to them, but gentle, soft. But then with an adult, she brings the full force and it's like, here, God, go get them. And it's the most beautiful thing to behold. And I consider it such a gift to be on this journey with her because it's a gift that literally when she was in her hardest period, out of work, a husband that was trying to provide and had to take a job beneath him and bills and children and all of the pressures of life were on her. The gift that she gave away was to pray on this prayer call in her hardest time, in spite of her circumstances. And the gift woke my heart up, woke all these other people's heart up.
Touching you, doesn't it?
It's like nothing else.
Yeah.
And God,
it's not just what she's saying. It's the energy you feel.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect. I've heard people preach before and I've heard people pray. But this
not
is
like
something
that.
Totally different.
It's on a whole nother level.
Hear, Dolores, when we hear you talking and praying, it's literally like God is here himself.
Oh, my God.
I can feel that energy.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden, the presence of God is here.
Yeah.
And hopefully those of you listening in on the radio right now had the same experience. We hope you have.
How can you not?
Because that's why we do all this. Because we want you to know God. And one of the nice things about the cross that I really like, and Max Graner and I talked about this several years ago, is that when he combined the art and they put the art together and all this other stuff, I never thought about art having anything to do with God, but Max had a good point. He says, when people come together and they look at the art and it's related to Christ type things, they spend time and they more and more time. And so what it all boils down to is they get to experience God there. On the mountain. I'm going to call it the mountain. I don't care if anybody.
I call it the mountain.
I'm tired of going back hill and mountain. I'm going to say, you know what?
We like
mountain
that.
Sounds more majestic than a hill. This is Texas. We ain't going to say hill. We got mountains here.
We do everything big.
So I'm on the mountain. And so this is exactly the kind of stuff that is conducive to being on the mountain where the cross is, because it's something that's nowhere else. It's very special and you can't describe it.
Absolutely.
When you started doing this now, what did it scare you when you first time you did it?
It made me really go, ooh, wee. And then coming out of my element. Yes, like, oh, I really did turn and ask God after I got off the phone.
Did you do this before you got married or after you got married?
This is after I got married.
What'd your husband say? First time you were praying and he had never seen you pray like that, what'd your husband say?
You know what?
Oh, my Lord, what is going on here?
You know what? My husband been so proud. He goes and tell people about me praying on the call. And he enjoys it, but it's like he's this proud little father, and he goes and he said, but you ought to hear the Lord's on the call. She prays, and she's been doing this every day, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, we're coming to a close. Things go quickly on 14 minutes sometimes, so I want to give you the opportunity one more time, Doris Thomas, to share any one thought that you want with our audience that you might want to share with them that in any way might bring them closer to Jesus, or whatever you want to do.
If you're looking for a blessing, if you need a healing, if you need a touch, come to the cross. Bring your heart, soul, mind, and spirit and allow God to step in and you step out of the way.
All right. Susan Casey, what about you? Any last thoughts before we move out of this segment?
Just come. Just come to the cross. Jesus will meet you there. His arms are open wide, waiting for you to just come.
And I want to remind people, too, real quickly, the cross is not a church.
No.
It has nothing to do with any church.
Jesus.
It's there for everybody. There's no bias in any church or anything like that. It's no charge to come. And if you'd like to support the cross in somewhere, maybe you'd like to volunteer.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a way to do that. TheComingKingFoundation.org. TheComingKingFoundation.org. This is the best way to reach them. Just go to the website, and the phone number there is 830-928-7774, 830-928-7774. It's called the Coming King Foundation in Prayer Gardens. Just Google that, get all the information you need. And we want to thank everybody, Dolores Thomas, which is actually one of our chaplains, Susan Casey, who's also a chaplain, for coming and being with us this last 3 weeks. We've enjoyed it, ladies, and thank you again for being here. Here's Susan Casey with our comments.
From Lana. She says, I've only been twice, but I look at the garden as a sanctuary, a place to go, reflect, and feel the presence of God. Both times I left reminded how great God is and feel blessed that we have the opportunity to have this magical place so close to us. This is from somebody that wants to remain anonymous, but they say there is some physical locations on earth where one may well sense Jehovah God's presence. This is one of them. Come. Even if you're full of doubts about the place or even about God's existence, just come with the personal honesty to be willing to open up to another possibility. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about encountering and experiencing absolute truth personally, and you will. This is from Lisa. This is a beautiful place, so peaceful. It's a perfect place to relax, to clear your mind and to talk to Jesus. Perfect place to pray. I loved it. We will visit again, and we will visit when we come to visit Texas. Bring your friends and your family. This is from Courtney. The empty cross, the coming of the King, the cross itself, plus the sculptures, Bible passages, walk, and prayer garden make this a moving and soul-refreshing pit stop. I love that. Soul-refreshing pit stop. From Karen. I have had a good fortune to see many wonders of the world, and the Coming King Sculpture Garden is certainly one of them. God's messages everywhere have literally saved my life, and to this day, it is a comfort and joy for my heart and soul. Thank you for preserving a piece of God's country. From Freedom 824356, a must experience. This place is truly amazing. Gorgeous sculptures, amazing views of the area, a tranquil walking path, and incredibly, it's all free. Stand under the cross, admire the life-size sculptures, even write a prayer on a rock. This is one that is a must-see. From Juan M., refreshed. We visited the Hollow Cross for the first time, and wow, the walk-up, the wind blowing, awesome. As we prayed at the cross, it felt as if we were refreshed. The Holy Spirit definitely is there. This is from Patrick. One of my favorite places to visit was my first time, and I can't wait to go back again to visit and relax there. And this is from Nick. I just received the gift of the baptism And Jesus in my heart, thank you.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.